Welcome back. It is our last hour of the year live here on the Mike Malloy Show. Glad you could join us. No, I'm not Mike. I'm not Mike Malloy. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow, and tonight, once again, your guest host, broadcasting from the left coast. Mike Malloy will be back with you next Monday, particularly for you folks up there in San Francisco. I know it's a holiday on Monday, but he's coming back just to be with you, because after Monday, Green 960, the Clear Channel station up there in San Francisco, changes a little bit from Green 960 to the new 960. It's got a lot of the progressives still there, but they're just many of them displaced and moved to later and delayed. Stephanie Miller fans in the morning will wake up to a big surprise when they hear Glenn Beck in her place. And she'll be moved to later at night when Mike is usually live. And then Tom Hartman will also be moved because Dave Ramsey will be in his place. And then Mike Malloy will be shuffled off into the wee hours of the morning. Instead of live on the West Coast, 6 to 9 p.m., he'll now be on delay from 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. And you won't even get to hear the third hour. So this is your, well, no, Monday will be your last chance to hear the third hour of the Mike Malloy Show, unless something changes up there. And if it does, that would be great. And we encourage you to be polite and let them know that you'd like your Mike Malloy live for all 3 hours. Our phone number, which we will get back to momentarily, is 877-520-1150. If you'd like to use your public airwaves here, anything we've been talking about tonight, anything else that's on your mind as we move forward into the new year, we'd love to hear from you. 877-520-1150. We will get to your calls momentarily. Some quick business here. As I say, always, you can chat me on at, I'm sorry, you can Twitter me at the Brad Blog tonight, tomorrow, any other time. You can also stop by the chat room that we have open at bradblog.com tonight, which is really crowded for the bradblog.com chat room. And we've got a lot of friends stopping by in the last night of the year. Great to see all of the folks from Nicole Sandler's RadioOrNot.com network. I see a left-neck chick is in there, Danielle. Kenny Pick is joining us. Shano from Funked Into Head. They're all in there. Great to see you guys there. Thanks for coming by. And stop by and say hello to them if you're listening out across our fruited plains tonight. Any other business I got to do before I get on? No, that's it. The call's 877-520-1150. And, okay, we're checking in, as I say, with some of our friends. We've talked already to Desi Doyen tonight, Bev Harris, who's getting ready for the voting to begin and the nightmares along with it that I don't think either of us are really looking forward to. A great chance now to check in with my good friend and a great attorney and a great writer from bradblog.com, my friend Ernest A. Canning joins us tonight to touch base on what we can look forward to in the year ahead. You know, all these shows, end of the year, they look back. We, like Barack Obama, we're not looking back, we're looking forward. How's that? Hey, Ernie Canning, welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, good end of the year to you, Brad.
Thank you, sir. Now, listen, I know that you're already working on some stories to come in the years ahead, and I want to in the year ahead, and I want to get to some of what we might expect from you. But let me just take this opportunity, Ernie, to thank you publicly for the extraordinary work that you've done at BradBlog over the past year. I know that you were not a writer by trade, but an attorney by trade, but your crack legal analysis and in-depth contextual reports have been absolutely invaluable at the BradBlog. And anybody who hasn't read Ernie and his work at bradblog.com is really missing out. You've given just tremendous insight to so much of the news we've seen over the past year, elements of it which are not covered by the corporate mainstream media. So I just wanted to thank you, sir, for that great work over the past year.
You're too kind.
I am. But anyway, I do mean it. Now, moving forward, my friend, what can we look forward to in the new year? I know you've been working on some of these photo ID laws that are going to affect voters and what the pushback may be in this new year.
Well, it may very well be that the coming year will be the year that democracy pushes back against the people that have been trying to destroy it and are at war with it. And if people would go and read some of the articles which we covered at Brad Blog that you won't find on the mainstream media, particularly the U.S. Senate hearings on these spate of GOP voter suppression laws that mm-hmm. don't just involve photo ID, but also making it more difficult to register to vote and making it more difficult for your vote to count, all of which have been generated by the Koch brothers-funded group, the American Legislative Exchange Council.
ALEC, yes.
ALEC. And the interesting thing is that there seems to be a major multiple-pronged defense, and my new article will be addressing where I think the Department of Justice, and interestingly enough, it's not the Democratic Party, but it's non-affiliated groups, non-partisan groups like the ACLU, the League of Women Voters, mm-hmm. who are filing lawsuits trying to roll back this voter suppression, this wave of voter suppression, and also, you know, outside of the Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act, which, as you know, covers a number of southern states and elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
My feeling is that what they need to do, and in fact, in some instances they have, for example, in Florida, the League of Women Voters has intervened mm-hmm. In a lawsuit that was filed by the state of Florida to try and get around Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act and try and get their new draconian registration laws approved.
Registration laws which have forced the League of Women Voters, who has been registering voters there for like 70 years down in Florida, has forced
73.
Them to 73 years, has forced them to call off their registration program because they are concerned they can't take the fines that they may be levied with. We're talking about thousands of dollars because they put in these insane restrictions on the way voter registration can happen. You have to be, signed up with the state. You have to turn them in 5 minutes after you get them. They've literally brought charges against school teachers in Florida since this law has passed. School teachers for registering students to vote. It's amazing what we're seeing. So the League of Women Voters is now joining in the suit to push back in Florida. And
well, they actually have a separate lawsuit too that they filed, but,
uh-huh.
but yes, they, what they did was they successfully got a motion to intervene in the case that was filed by Florida in the U.S. District Court in D.C. And so they are arguing there. We have basically there are instances where citizens themselves are able to fight back. For example, in Ohio and in Maine, where the Republicans were attempting to limit either same-day registration or other voter suppression efforts in those particular states, you had basically a citizen's veto power in effect.
And they were able to vote. Actually, I got a piece of news that I hadn't covered. Let me just hit this real quick, Ernie, on
sure.
that Maine voting rights case where you had the Republicans come in and roll back. They had a same-day voter registration, so you could vote, you register and vote on Election Day up there in Maine. It had worked very well for 40 years. The Republicans came in, rolled it back this year, and said, nope, we're not going to have that anymore. By the way, they still allow that to happen in Iowa, where the Republicans run the election. But, you know, anyway, when Democrats are going to be voting, the Republicans were against it in Maine, and yet everyone stood up this last November and defeated this measure, 60-40, vetoed the Republicans' attempt to take away this cherished tradition out there, being able to register and vote in the same day. So in literally every county where this was on the ballot across the state, the measure was defeated, and by 60-40, Maine voters said, no, we want to keep it as it is. is. But now we learned this week at Think Progress that the money in that campaign to get rid of those voting rights, actually, $250,000, according to Think Progress, was funneled into the race for ad buys supporting killing this same-day registration and voting business. And, you know, ironically enough, they were saying, oh, your right to vote is at stake, when, in fact, they were, you know, trying to kill your right to register and vote on the same day. Oh, and here's what this was, this group who was putting all this money, this outside money, trying to kill Maine same-day registration. It's called the American Justice Partnership. And on their website, it states, that they are, quote, fighting against the scheming George Soros money machine, which is trying to sabotage your right to vote. That's what the group was saying, who was trying to kill your right to register and vote in Maine, in a whole different state. They're saying that George Soros' money machine was trying to sabotage your right to vote. Oh, the irony and hypocrisy never ends. That was Maine. But now, Ernie Canning, people are pushing back. Lawsuits are being filed. ACLU has filed a suit up in Wisconsin, pushing back against the photo ID law up there that's been put in place by the Republicans. And you have said that that could, in fact, lead to rolling back all of these photo ID laws across the country if that case successfully makes it to the Supreme Court, correct?
Well, yes, because the critical thing, and a lot of people don't understand, with regard to the Crawford decision, which was Crawford versus Marion County Board of Elections, the Indiana case, that was everybody looks at it and says, oh, well, the Supreme Court said that photo ID is just fine. Actually, they didn't. What happened was that case involved what's called a facial challenge. In other words, the plaintiffs in that case said, if you look at the statute on its face, it violates the right to equal protection. And the problem was that ended up with a court that divided into three different groups of three justices, and the lead opinion basically said that because you didn't offer any evidence that even a single individual in Indiana would be denied the right to vote, and or that their vote would be unduly burdened
right
by the requirements, they upheld the statute. But they made it clear that if you in fact had instances of extensive, you know, voters losing their right to vote, or that the vote was unduly burdened, that the result could be different.
Could be different, yeah.
And what you have in the Wisconsin case is you have basically six categories of people where they are either it's impossible to get the photo ID, or it is inordinately expensive. Sometimes if you're talking about people that are impoverished, you're talking about they're trying to pay for the underlying documents, even though the photo ID is supposedly free. You have, for example,
actually, Ernie,
Ruth L. Frank.
Yeah, and I don't want to get into the examples because I'm running up hard against the clock. But that case, in short, presents people who are being disenfranchised where the original case in Indiana didn't. And if it's successful in Wisconsin, it may have an effect on all of these other laws across the country. And I know you're working on a story that shows how the Justice Department themselves could actually push back against these laws in other states that aren't covered by the Voting Rights Act Section 5, but Section 2, which has a higher bar to bring a case, that may, in fact, they may be able to make a difference there. We'll go into more of that in the new year. You can look forward to that at bradblog.com. Ernest A. Canning, thank you, my friend. We'll get into this more soon, and have a very happy new year.
You too, Brad.
Appreciate all you've done. All right, when we come back, your calls, 877-520-1150. It's time to get in line, 877-520-1150. Your last chance for this year. Brad in for Malloy. There's got to be another way. Take away, take away. Well, I've been down so goddamn. That it looks like up to me. Well, I've been down so very damn long. Always looking up. Brad Friedman on your Mike Malloy Show. Brad of bradblog.com coming into our final half hour here. Before the new year, well, at least our final half hour of the old year. 877-520-1150. That's our phone number here tonight. Mike will be back with you on Monday. If you'd like to get in and use your public airwaves, your last chance here in 2011, now is the time. 877-520-1150. Do I have time? Let me see if I can get to... Can I get to a quick call? I can get to a quick call. Because it's our friend Kenny Pick. Hey, Kenny, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. Do I have him on? Oh, wait, let me try that again. There we go. Hey, Kenny, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Well, hello, Brad Friedman. I love the show. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice over the airwaves.
You're very kind, and it's always your show, which, not, go ahead, plug your show, because, you know, up in San Francisco, they're not going to be able to listen to Mike Malloy's show at the same time, so they might as well tune in to radioornot.com and listen to the Kenny Pick, it's just the Kenny Pick show, right?
Sure, well, you know, it's Turn Up the Night with Kenny Pick.
Turn Up the Night, there
you go. KennyPick.com, but I actually have a kind of a fun story for you.
And can you tell it in 30 seconds?
I can. Every time I go and vote in Ohio here, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, I take the bare minimum ID, which is a check stub or a bill. And every time I go in, they challenge me and they say, where's your ID? And I said, hey, guess what? Check with the Secretary of State. This is the bare, you know, minimum ID that the state requires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they always try and challenge me on it. But you know what? I'm challenging them every time I take that in.
Attaboy, way to go! Know your local laws. You do not need a photo ID in Cleveland, Ohio. Same thing actually happened, by the way, in Missouri, where they challenged the Secretary of State, who said, "No, trust me, I really don't need to give you a photo ID."
Yeah.
Kenny, I got to run to a break. Thanks for calling in, and Happy New Year, my friend. Great to hear from
Same you.
Same
to you.
Thank you, brother. More calls straight ahead on the Malloy Show.
It might be 1 o'clock and it might be 3. Time don't mean that much to me.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go.
24 minutes to go.
Well, they gave me some beans.
That's all we got. That's all we got on your public airwaves right here on the Mike Malloy Show, live on New Year's Eve. So now's your chance to get in if you want. 877-520-1150. The last Malloy Show, the last broadcast of this godforsaken year before we go into the next godforsaken year. Okay, 877-520-1150. If you want to get in, we'd love to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about, whether we've talked about it tonight, ourselves, or anything else you want to toss in, use your public airwaves before you lose them entirely. And yes, I'm talking to you, Green 960 in San Francisco. Randy in Clear Lake, California. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir. What is on? Oh, did I miss it again? There we go. What is on your mind, Randy?
Hey.
Hey.
It's Randy. I'm just curious about this whole ID thing. Help me out here. Now, I just got back from going out to the East Coast,
mm-hmm.
and I had to have an ID to get on the airplane.
No, you didn't.
Well, I don't know. They asked me for one.
Right. They asked you for one, and you gave them one, but you did not have to have one to get on that plane. Did you know that?
Well, you know what? If I didn't have one, they would certainly make it a lot tougher.
Right.
Me. Now, hear me out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
Is that... I noticed I actually ran one of the polls here in California years
mm-hmm.
ago.
Yeah.
And people would come up with some IDs that were very questionable as far as it wasn't a physical ID, it was an
uh-huh.
address.
Right.
And nobody had to say anything. My whole
right.
thing is.
Because that's the law, right? Randy, hang on.
You know what?
Randy.
Wait, no,
Rick, I'm not cutting you off. I just want to respond to you, Randy, because that's the law in California. There's all kinds of different types of identification that are perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Now, hear me out. Okay, all I'm saying is that doesn't it make sense to reduce voter fraud just to have somebody show a picture of who they are?
What voter fraud?
How would that disenfranchise someone?
Randy.
How would somebody be disenfranchised
Randy,
for not showing an ID?
Randy. What? Well, I'll answer that question in a second, but answer mine. What voter fraud are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm saying to eliminate the chance of voter fraud.
To eliminate the chance. Okay.
You guys, a minute ago, you guys had a commercial on.
Okay. Let me respond to you, Randy. Okay. Randy, hang on. Randy, I got limited time. Turn him down for a second. Randy, I want to have a conversation with you, but I got limited time here. So, what voter fraud? For one, George W. Bush, Bush administration, the Department of Justice put in unprecedented number of dollars into this, and from 2005.
Oh, hey, you know what?
Randy, hang on, Randy. Turn him down.
Not let me get my point.
Turn him down. Okay, Randy.
I mean, come on, let's have some common sense here, pal.
Randy, I'm answering your question, and then you get to talk. Now, from 2005 to 2009, the Bush administration, 2007, the Bush administration put in unprecedented resources into showing voter fraud. And in fact, they were able to show zero instances of polling place impersonation voter fraud, the type that photo ID is meant to stop. Furthermore, so the incidents of voter fraud are almost non-existent via polling place photo impersonation. Second of all, your comment about your airplane, you're not required to have a photo ID to get on the plane. And furthermore, getting on a plane is not a right. It is a privilege. A constitutional right to vote is not like a privilege to get on a plane. Thirdly, you ask me, what's the problem? How are you going to disenfranchise people? Well, one example is, of the registered voters out there who don't have photo ID, 25% of them are minorities, are African-American, 15% are Hispanic, and only 8% are white. Now, do you think that that would cause any one group to be more disenfranchised than any other, Randy?
Okay, now let me just ask you without being
answer the question. Just answer the question.
Okay.
Do you think that would cause one group to be more disenfranchised than any other group, Randy?
Well, yes, it would.
Which group?
If they are intelligent enough to get an ID, then they shouldn't be voting.
Okay.
How's
thanks,
that?
Randy. Appreciate
that's
your call.
You
blew
ass.
It. Oh, you blew it. Hang them up. All right. Dump them. There we go. Did you get them? All right. Randy, I'm so sorry you couldn't make your case intelligently with facts and figures, and you had to fall back instead on language that we can't allow on the air. Way to go, Randy. Anyway, go out there and educate yourself, and if you don't want to, that's okay. I'll fight for your country, your democracy, and your constitution, even if you won't. Okay, let me get to a call. Can I go to a call here, Tone? All right, let me get to Mike in Burlington, Iowa. Hey, Mike, welcome
there's
to the Mike Malone
Show. That's Iowa.
Where's that?
The black hole that is Iowa.
No, it's not a black hole at all. It's very exciting. It's a great contest that's going on out there, a great exercise in democracy in Iowa. Not a circus at all, no matter what Tony, our engineer, has to say.
I went to Ron Paul because I'm
there we go.
That's... Neither one had free cookies.
No free cookies in Iowa?
No free
okay.
cookies.
All right.
Republicans, no free cookies.
No, that's
but,
a rip-off.
With your previous caller
yes.
there... Do you know how many times the right to bear arms is listed in the Constitution?
Once, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know how many times the right to vote is listed as the right to vote?
Well, as the right to vote, zero.
Probably about five.
Well, I was going to say actually zero in a sense, but
No, it's five times in the amendments.
Five times in the amendments. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and how, wait, how many times, Mike, how many times is your right to fly on a commercial airplane listed in the Constitution?
None,
yeah.
I would point out to the previous caller that 40 years ago when I used to go get driver's licenses, there was no photo ID on those.
Well, that's
right.
And
the photo ID is not required by the Constitution and not mentioned in the Constitution because when the Constitution was written, nobody knew about photographs.
So you're saying Thomas Jefferson did not have a photo ID when he cast his...
No, Thomas Jefferson didn't have a photo ID. Ben Franklin and John Adams had to know him by sight.
I can't believe it. I don't understand that.
But,
that makes no sense
to me. And it's like this. Yes. You're Officer Brad, and I'm driving my Bill Cosby 200-mile-an-hour car down the freeway, and you pull me over, and you take my driver's license, and then you demand of me to see my library card.
I don't understand.
Because I can't drive without a library card because some clown in some state made that a law.
Okay. I'm not sure I understand that comparison, but...
Well, why do you need to have a driver's license to go vote, which has nothing to do with voting, if you don't need a library card to drive your
car? Yeah, no, it's completely arbitrary. And since you're in Iowa, if you don't know this, we broke this yesterday at bradblog.com, Mike. Mm-hmm. Republicans who run those Iowa caucuses, right, they don't have to do it constitutionally, they don't have to follow the rule of law, they get to make all the rules about how they want to run their own caucuses out there in Iowa, and the Republican Party has decided that no photo ID is necessary to cast your vote in the all-important first-in-the-nation caucuses on Tuesday.
They don't have it in Democratic ones either.
I know they don't have it in Democratic.
And in the Democratic ones, you can walk in, and the Republicans should go to the Democratic ones because they can walk in with a little sheet of paper calling for
but here's my point, Mike.
Obama, and it would be discussed at the county convention.
But Mike, you may have missed my point. My point is that the Republicans in the Iowa State House voted for photo ID restrictions on citizens, and thankfully it didn't pass because of the it was stopped in the Senate. But they want it when everyone else is voting, when Democrats are going to be voting, they wanted photo ID. But when they have a chance to run their own election with any rules they want, apparently they're not so concerned about voter fraud, quote unquote, after all, because nobody who votes next Tuesday will be required to show a photo ID, and that's even if they're registering and voting for the first time in the caucuses.
Got that. But the other thing is, like, your 96-year-old woman that couldn't get a photo ID.
Right, yeah.
If they want a photo ID that badly, they can do that. They can have her walk in to vote, hand them her little voter registration card, have her sit down, take a photo of her, hold the voter registration card, and as she goes to vote, makes up a photo ID right there at the poll.
Yeah, but they won't do that because they don't want that little old lady to vote. Not because of cost, because they don't want the little old lady to vote. Mike, I got to get running, but I appreciate your call, and have a happy new year, and good luck next Tuesday up there in Iowa, okay?
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
It will indeed. Let's get to Tammy in Los Angeles. Hey, Tammy, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. What's on your mind, Tammy?
Oh, a lot. For one thing, I'm wondering if the occupiers are kind of missing the elephant in the room.
Yeah, what's that?
Because all the Wall Street corruption is directly connected and fueled by all the corruption in the government.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well,
look at the bailout. The number was actually $12 trillion to the banks.
So this is a chicken and an egg thing. You're saying is Wall Street corrupt because the government is corrupt, or is the government corrupt because Wall Street is corrupting them? Is that
at least the government's condoning it.
Well, yeah, they're condoning it. They're, of course, and that's the problem here. We're talking about crony corporatism. We're talking about a government system that is no longer by, for, and of the people. It is now by, for, and of the corporations. They fund all of the elections, which should be illegal. Therefore, they buy every single government official, Republican and Democrat. They have to go out. I think a senator has to go out and raise something like $20,000 each day just to be able to compete in an election. It is insane. It is obscene. It has turned our country over to corporations under this guise that they are people, which they are not. It's a joke. It's laughable. And it is something that every American in this country ought to be out in the streets raising holy hell about, whether you're an occupier, whether you're a Tea Partier. This has got to stop. It has destroyed our country. It has destroyed every single element of our government. And it's a pervasive cancer that must be stopped, Tammy.
Well, you know, the other thing is that security resolution, national security resolution.
The National Defense Authorization Act. Yeah.
And Obama was going to veto it unless they added in any American people?
Sort of. He was going to veto it if there was an exemption that said that the American people cannot be held without due process. And when they got rid of that, he said, okay, that's fine. Now, as long as I can hold American people without due process, I'm cool on that. Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's what we have allowed this country to become. We can get on here and yell and scream about it, but most places you won't hear it because most of these public airwaves have been taken over by gigantic corporations that deny you and I the right to have this discussion. This is a very rare discussion, Tammy, and they are disappearing across this country. I got to go to a break, but I do appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
You bet, and Happy New Year to you. All right, we're going to come back with a few more of your calls. Last chance, last call, 877-520-1150. Man, the year's over. That's it. It's over. It's over. And our last few moments on Green 960 up there in San Francisco. We're going to miss you guys live. Hope you'll be back soon live up there. Mike Malloy will rejoin you Monday for one last live moment in the Bay Area on Green 960. 877-520-1150. We'll be back with a few more minutes right after this.
It seems like here, a little different here. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, new?
Welcome back. Our final minutes of 2011 on the Mike Malloy Show. If you're on the phone, hang on. I'll try to get to you as soon as I can here. Just want to make sure I have time to give my thanks tonight to our producer and guest, Desi Doyen, and call screener and chat room moderator. Thanks, Desi, for a great show and a great year of shows and everything else you do. My thanks also to the other moderators and folks in the chat room, Dale, Earthy, Jeannie Dean may be there tonight for Earth. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you all the folks who are in the chat room at bradblog.com. And for all the listeners who have been so supportive of me here in Mike's Place, these are large shoes to fill. So I thank you for that, the support you've given us over the last year. Thanks also to the greatest engineer in the whole wide world, Tony Sorrentino. Your long nightmare of a week is almost over. You'll get to sleep this weekend. Who else do I need to thank? My guests, other guests tonight, Bev Harris of blackboxvoting.org, Ernie Canning of radblog.com, of course, and to Mike and Kathy Malloy for entrusting me with this job here when they can't make it. They will be back with you live on Monday, especially for you folks up there in San Francisco. Before we get back to the phones, very quick, this is for Chris in Santa Cruz, who couldn't hold. Her house is being foreclosed on, and she and her husband will be living in their car, she tells us. We didn't get to your call, and we lost you earlier. So we wanted to make sure Desi looked this up and asks you to contact the Occupy Foreclosure people at notohousingcrime.org. That's notohousingcrime.org. Or email us at the Brad blog, and we'll try to give you a phone number if you can't get it. That's Chris in Santa Cruz, you guys who may have to live in your car. We'd like to help. notohousingcrime.org hopefully can help you. Okay. All business out of the way? Very good. Let me, we're going to have to fly through these calls in the few seconds we have left, but let's give it a shot. Adam in Carpentersville, Illinois, back near my hood. I'm from St. Louis. So, hey, Adam, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brett, thanks for having me. I'll try not to keep people off.
Okay, thanks.
You know, so I just wanted to real quickly discuss this format change for Green 960.
Yeah.
I think this kind of proves what people like I have been saying for the longest time, which is it's not about ratings. It's about creating this illusion of conservative domination. You know, I mean, because if it was about ratings, they wouldn't be touching Green 960. There's no way there's demand for Glenn Beck in San Francisco.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's actually the station is doing quite well. It's doing as well as KNEW, the right-wing station that is also owned by Clear Channel, which means there's no real competition between those two stations. But
this is about Mitt Romney, I think. This is about, you know, shoring him up in election year. Because, I mean, look, Clear Channel is owned by Bain.
Yep.
Mitt Romney used to run Bain. I mean, 2 + 2 still equals 4 last I checked. So,
well, it may be. I have not found any direct evidence of this, and some folks up there in San Francisco don't think it's political. Others do. But I think it's certainly going to be disappointing to the people who enjoy their progressive talk, because it's hard to find anywhere else on the dial in San Francisco.
Thanks for having me tonight, and Happy New Year to you, and thank you for your support on Occupon.
Thank you.
I wasn't on when you were, but I was a part of it. So
nobody was. It was 3 a.m. out here. Thanks, Adam. I appreciate the call. Happy New Year's to you, my friend. Oh, I'm sorry. And let me get to, do I have time? Danielle. It's Left Neck Chick, also from the Radio or Not Network. Hey, Danielle, I only got about 10 seconds for you. I'm sorry.
No problem, Brad. I just wanted to say thank you for occupying the airwaves, and thank you for reminding everybody that these are our airwaves, and we need to fight to get them back. You and Desi do a great job.
Well, you're damn right about our airwaves. I really appreciate that, Danielle. Happy New Year to you, all right?
Happy New Year.
All right, and let me see. Oh, look, I'm going to do this. You got 5 seconds each. Don in Reno, welcome to the Molloy Show. Go.
This is Don. Brad, I want to give you and your listeners a holiday greeting. May the next coming orbit around the sun be amazing and magnificent for all of us.
I will take it. Thank you for those wishes, Don. All right, and for everyone we couldn't get to, I'm sorry, but Happy New Year to you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for a great year. If you missed any portion of the show, we'll have it up at bradblog.com tonight, although you should have a podcast subscription to MikeMalloy.com. Help support Progressive Radio before it's gone. We need you guys. Thank you for being here as you have all year long. Until we meet again, I'll see you at on Twitter at TheBradBlog and at BradBlog.com. Good night, America. Happy New Year.